Welcome to the IHSAA Insider as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of girls basketball at the Indiana High School Athletic Association. My name is Jane Schott, Assistant Commissioner in charge of girls basketball. We are talking with players, coaches, and officials who have impacted the evolution of the game in our state. As we've always heard, in 49 other states, it's just basketball. But this is Indiana High School girls basketball. Sit back and enjoy reminiscing with the legends of Indiana. Today we are joined by arguably the best basketball player from the state of Indiana in Jackie Young. She's a Princeton graduate of 2016 where she was Miss Basketball. She led her team to a state championship her junior season and along the way broke our scoring record, passing some of the greats like Stephanie White, Shauna Zolman, and then went on to have a terrific career at Notre Dame where she won a national championship, which propelled her into what is shaping up to be an incredible WNBA career with the Las Vegas Aces. Two-time champion with the world championship with the WNBA, as well as a two-time gold medalist, once in Tokyo with the 3-on-3 championship, and most recently in Paris with a 5-on-5. Currently, though, playing in the Unrivaled League with the Laces. And so, Jackie, we know that this is a busy time of the year for you, so we're just thankful you're here and really excited to hear your story today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I got to ask you, when, you know, you have won a championship at every level you've played, you literally have won a championship every time you are in a new space. When you hear all those accolades next to your name, what goes through your mind? A kid from Princeton, Indiana. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's honestly crazy to think about. As you were talking, like giving the introduction, I was like, wow, that's actually a lot of achievements, a lot of accomplishments, you know, and it's crazy to think about. But like whenever it's brought up, you kind of reminisce a little bit on it and just think about all the championships that I have won.
Well, we are going to get into some of those championships because, and you're so humble. I know that the way that you talk about it, I'm sure that you would never brag about it, but let me brag for a moment because the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame has just opened an exhibit for girls basketball. And they chronicled from early in the 1900s all the way through the great players. And they chose you to be the representative of the modern era. I thought it was so appropriate because we have had so many greats, but you've been able to rise to that level at every step of the way. And so it's fitting that they chose you, but I think it's kind of fun to think about where you started with Indiana Hoops. Do you remember when was the first time you got to pick up a ball and when you played?
Yeah, I started playing whenever I was 4 or 5 years old. And so we had a family friend, he ran this basketball league. And so, that's how I was able to play at such a young age. But honestly, I just wanted to do whatever my brother did. And so he would be playing basketball. He'd be out back with his friends playing, and I wanted to do the same thing. And so as I got older, they finally let me start playing with them. And then they realized I wasn't too bad, you know.
You weren't too bad. Exactly. Well, when you hit the scene at Princeton, you know, the first couple of years you guys got knocked out in the sectional. That championship run that you had your junior year, talk a little bit about that team, how special it was, and what do you remember about that run?
Yeah, that run was extremely special. You know, just being able to play with some of my best friends, my sister, and so being able to experience that and bring a state championship to Princeton was incredible. You know, the fans really supported us, and you go back to games today and the crowd is still crazy, you know, and that's how Princeton fans are. They love the game. And so just being able to have that run, you know, with some of my best friends and my sister was special. I kind of get like some updates sometimes, like on Facebook and stuff, like memories, and like my friends will like send them. And so it's crazy to think, because I guess this would be, I think, 10 years.
10 years. It is 10 years. Yeah.
So, yeah. So to look back and see, like reflect on the journey that we went on.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that I remember, because I was lucky enough to be on the broadcast, I was making the call. And when you I don't know if you remember this, but you broke 1,000 points in a season in that championship game. And everybody, I felt like everybody in the arena knew that you needed 33 points. So after you scored your 32nd, that game was incredible. You played so well. And, you know, it was a good Tippy Valley team, and your team was cruising. And you had a breakaway layup, and you had one of your teammates ahead of you on the break. Normally, unselfish player that you were, would have passed it. I remember your teammate being down there going like, no, don't pass it. She wanted you to score. That's how beloved you were by your teammates. And then the crowd explodes, beloved by Princeton. I mean, the community just went nuts in the whole arena. Do you even remember that?
Yeah, I think it was Raylan Thompson, honestly.
It was. It was.
And, you know, she was super unselfish. You know, she did all the dirty work for us, taking charges. All the small things that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet, you know. And so I was going to pass her the ball. she's just like, no. And so that goes to show, you know, just how unselfish and how special our team really was that year. And so... credit to my teammates. You know, they did a great job just giving me the ball and just letting me have fun going out there and scoring. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a team sport, you know. So I was trying to do everything to get my teammates involved. But Raylan, I've known her my whole life. We grew up playing basketball together. So her letting me have that moment was special for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you've always been an unselfish player. And you could tell that on your team. You know, I think you averaged over 32 points that game that season, but you never would have thought that it was because you were trying to get yours or, you know, a volume shooter. It was always within the scope of what your team was trying to do. And it was just fun to watch. You were a great team to cover for sure. So, let's talk about transitions then. You go from high school to college. Which one do you think was harder, going from high school to college or college to the pros?
I would say going from college to the pros was probably harder. It was definitely harder. You know, I struggled. My first 3 years in the league were pretty tough. And so, you know, just being the number one pick, there's a lot of pressure with being that. And so a lot of people didn't think I should have been the number one pick. And so just kind of, you know, dealing with the outside noise. And then also I was playing out of position. Like I was starting as a point guard, and I'm not a point guard at all, you know. And so just already having to adjust to playing against grown women, you know, women that have been in the league for a really long time that are a lot faster, stronger, and smarter. You know, they have a lot more knowledge than you. They've been in this league. And so having to adjust from college to the pros definitely took me some time. I think, you know, I continued to put in the work, and the game eventually just got slower for me.
Yeah. Well, that is one thing that I would say about you, having watched you in high school. And then you went on to play for Muffet McGraw and Notre Dame and had an incredible career there. And you continue to get better every year, just like you're doing in the WNBA. I feel like every time I watch you, there's a new aspect of your game that gets emerged because you've worked on it. And, you know, particularly last year, your team had some injuries and you had to go back to that point guard. You know, just talk about some of that challenge that you've had to deal with in injuries and in dealing with how difficult it is in the WNBA.
Yeah, you know, I was actually talking about this, maybe it was today in the weight room, honestly, and just kind of reflecting on that, like being able to play the point guard position my rookie year really helped me whenever I had to do it this year, you know, kind of having that confidence to be able to step in and do that. Injuries are a part of the game, and we were dealt with some early on, you know, and so it just requires more people to step up, you know, and it's hard to replace, you know, one person, and I don't think that you can do that, but just collectively as a whole, everybody just doing a little bit more, and so, it made for a tough season, but we know that it's a part of it, and honestly, I love the game, so.
Challenges.
Whatever I can to help my team.
Yeah, you've always been that way. Just what do you need? I mean, I think you're one of those players that could play. I don't know if you could play the five of the WNBA, but you play every other position, and you have at some time or another. So and good at every position. So that part has been pretty incredible to watch. Who are some influential people who have really inspired you or impacted you on your journey along the way?
You know, I would say growing up, my Aunt Sue, that was probably, like, you know, the most important person in my life, in our family, you know. And so having her there throughout my career was extremely special. And then she passed away in 2020. But actually, she surprised me at a game when we played the Fever. And so I didn't know she was going to be there. We're just warming up, doing, like, rainbow drill. And then, I don't know, like, I just saw her, like, out of the corner of my eyes, just sitting courtside. But I would say my Aunt Sue for sure. And then, I mean, my entire family, they've played a huge role in who I am and where I'm at today. And so I just, you know, give them a lot of credit. My friends, I've had, you know, a couple of the same best friends since grade school. And so just having them around, just keeping my circle small and having the people that mean the most to me, just there with me and support me. But I would say the last person, I could go on. I could. There's a lot of people now that I'm thinking about it, but
yeah.
I would say Tyler Marsh. We spent 3 years together. He's the assistant coach for the Aces, head coach of Chicago Sky now. Yeah. And so he played a huge role in my career. You know, whenever he got the job as an assistant in Vegas, I knew I needed to fix my three, my shot. That was the one missing thing, you know, and that was the biggest thing. And so we sat down and, you know, we came up with a plan and we tweaked my shot, just very minimal, you know, and it made the biggest difference. And because at first it didn't matter, like people could be like way off of me and I wouldn't shoot it. So we just got in the gym and whenever I'd gotten back from Australia, we got in the gym and we just spent hours in there just until I felt good. We didn't leave the gym until I felt good. And then, you know, actually my first game that season, I didn't even shoot a three. Like we had worked on it, like leading into it. And I think I was just too scared. Like I was nervous.
Yeah.
So, still played really well. Didn't shoot a three. And then after that, like that second game is when I started shooting them and I just, kept shooting them, you know, but he's definitely had a huge, impact on my career. You know, we still talk a lot today. Yeah, I mean, he's pretty special. I think we share a lot of similarities, and that's just kind of how we connected. Kind of off our initial conversation, there was something there, you know, and so it's been a lot of time in the gym together.
Well, and he has made a big difference. Obviously, you were a great player when he started to work with you, but you're right. You've been a three-time All-Star. Your game just keeps expanding and growing, and I think it's really fun to watch. I mean, as just a fan of basketball, and obviously those of us who are back in the Hoosier State, we want the Las Vegas Aces to do well because of you, and so happy that that is happening, and that doesn't surprise me that you mentioned him as an influential person. You mentioned some of your Princeton friends. Have you been back? And what does it feel like when you go back there if you've been back since you graduated from high school?
Yeah, I've been back. I try to go back, you know, during the holidays and then usually like one time, like right before season starts. And so, you know, it feels good being back, especially, you know, that Princeton will always hold a special place in my heart. And so we accomplished a lot there, you know, been through a lot there. And so just being able to be back and, you know, go watch my cousins play that are in high school now. And just being able to hang out with my family and my friends. And so just being back in Princeton is always special. And then, you know, stopping at some of my favorite restaurants. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Princeton restaurant? So now in my position, I get to go around and travel around and watch games at gyms. I need some suggestions. You got a good Princeton spot for me to hit?
Yeah, Taco Tierra, that's the spot.
Okay.
It's always like, if you're from Princeton, like that's your first stop whenever you get into town. And then your last stop before you leave, you know, so.
That's perfect. I love it. Okay, well, I can't wait. I'm gonna plan my route so I can get down there and get some. I love that. That's good. Well, the one thing that I, you know, really wanted to ask you about is that, you know, your thoughts on where we are with girls basketball and women's basketball now, because you've seen this progression of how we're finally getting eyes on the W, eyes on the NCAA, more so than we ever have before. And the product's always been great. You've been a part of that. It's been great on the floor. But now that we're getting some prime time and actually getting some sponsors, and you had a major sponsor when you first started, you know, in the WNBA, What was that like for you? Speak into that a little bit, would you?
Yeah. No, I think you kind of mentioned it. You know, I think the product has always been there. It's always been high quality, great quality basketball. And, you know, these are the best women in the world. So being able to be a part of this league is extremely special. And, you know, just having, you know, more eyes on us now. And the visibility, you know, just being on TV more. And I think social media is playing a big role in that. And so, yeah, I think it's pretty special to be a part of women's basketball right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of your cousins playing. So girls nowadays have people like you to look up to be their role models. When you were playing, the W was going on. Did you have a player that you kind of looked to you wanted to model your game after that you really admired?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, Candace Parker was my favorite player. Yeah, and so it was pretty special to be able to play with her for the short amount of time that we did get to play together. But, I mean, even now, like, with Diana Taurasi retiring, like,
right.
I was going through the process of if I was deciding whether I was going to stay in college or into the draft, you know, I was talking to her on the phone. And so just being able to, share a moment with her, like, during the Olympics and, you know, getting a jersey signed by her, I think is pretty cool. I mean, even Skylar Diggins, you know, being from Indiana, both going to Notre Dame. I really looked up to her. I remember going to Notre Dame camps and just being so excited to see her and just watching all the games on TV and even now, we were just talking about it the other day because we went to the Notre Dame Miami game, and I remember during the tournament, Neil was come to my room. I need you to talk to somebody. And then whenever I got on the call, it was Skylar, like FaceTime. I just remember being super excited about that moment. And so I told her I really appreciated her taking time to, you know, speak to me, motivate me, and just know that she was there for me. And so now I try to do whatever I can for, you know, the younger girls, the younger generation. And whenever I do go back to Princeton, I make sure to, you know, get some workouts in, go to their practices, and just spend some time with them.
That's awesome. Just giving back the way people have poured into you. I love that about you, and it doesn't surprise me a bit. You're right. Skylar Diggins, also one of our all-time greats, and still playing. When I watch her play, I just am so amazed that she's had the longevity in the league. That's hard to do. And she's found a way to stay as good as she, I feel like she's just as good as she was when she was in, you know, just beginning. It's incredible.
Yeah. Skylar is great. Just getting to be around her pretty much every day, you know, we see each other in passing or in the weight room and things, and just seeing how hard she works and, you know, even coming back from two pregnancies and still just a great player, you know. And just, I don't know if you've been watching the Unrivaled games, but just her body, you know, so I think it just goes to show, you know, how hard, you know, she's worked and why she's still in the league.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned that, you know, what I think professional athletes, obviously I'm just watching from afar, but speak to what you have to do to keep yourself healthy and at the level that you need to. And when I see Skylar, I think about that. She is really putting the work in to be able to stay at the top of her game at this age.
Yeah. You know, I think it plays a huge role, you know, just kind of having, I guess, a balance. As I've gotten older, I've learned that there is a balance, you know, as much as I would be in the gym all day, the coaches kick me out. just, you know, staying on top of your game, whether that's getting on-court workouts or lifting or Pilates or just getting treatment, massages, sauna. Like, so there's a lot that goes into it, you know, and that's how we spend our days is, you know, working out and just trying to be the best that we can be.
It's a full-time job. So I got to ask you, which one do you like better, 3-on-3 or 5-on-5? You've had experience with both of them quite a bit. What's your favorite?
You know, I think it's hard to say which is my favorite because I think they're two completely different games, you know? Yeah. And so I'm having a great time playing both, you know? I love the game. And so Whether it's 3-on-3, 5-on-5, I'm always going to go out there and give my all. But, you know, I just feel so much joy playing the game of basketball. And so, yeah, it's hard to choose which one.
That's great. I love it. Well, you can see that. You do play with that joy, the intensity, all those things. It's pretty fun to watch you play for sure. But one more question. If you could go back and tell 15-year-old, 16-year-old Jackie Young before she's about to embark on this incredible journey that has taken her from basketball, taken her through all these experiences, what would you tell that kid? What would you tell young Jackie Young?
Yeah, I think for me, it's always been to, you know, just work hard. Keep working, be the hardest worker, you know? And so that's kind of what I live by, you know, is just by working really hard at what I do, whether that's on the court, in the weight room, and just putting in the work. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the results will show, like the hard work will pay off. But to also have fun, enjoy it, experience it, you know, like, be in the moment, I think, too, because a lot of times you get kind of just like caught up, distracted, you know, and then you don't realize everything that you've accomplished, you know. And so, you know, how you started this interview kind of made me reflect and just kind of reminisce and think about everything that I have accomplished.
Were you able to be in the moment when you had all those championships?
Yeah, I think that's the cool part about it. It's just like taking a moment, you know, while you're there to really just like feel it and experience it and enjoy it, you know, like kind of like be where your feet are, you know? And so I think it's always important that whenever we are going on these runs that you kind of just take some time for yourself to really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty incredible that this journey for you started in Indiana, and we got to watch you be in one of those moments at the state championship with Princeton High School. And you're right, it is the 10th anniversary of that championship for you and the 50th anniversary for our championships and for when we started in 1976. And so we celebrate you. Thank you for being with us today as we celebrate all of our legends from Indiana over the last 50 years of girls basketball. Thank you for joining us on the IHSAA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana High School girls basketball. And remember, this is your IHSAA.